Well, it was a big day for Dak Prescott yesterday. He got his contract, and he won a football game. We'll talk about both coming up here at 8:55. But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the guy who gave Dak that big contract. It's Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Good morning this morning. Doing fine this morning.
Congrats on the big win in Cleveland.
How about that to kick off Super Bowl year, huh? Pretty big. Pretty nice little kickoff for us.
Not bad.
Big win against that that great Browns defense, and we refused Deshaun Watson the thing he's come to expect, and that is a happy ending. Always look for that. But we made the massage quarterback look horrible out there. Very happy to do it, and I know that I did make big news before the game, didn't I?
Yes, congrats on the Dak deal.
Just like I planned it all along. Mm-hmm. All along. We spent all that off-season talking with Dak. We had our lunches, our dinners, our office meetings, and then after all that, we still only got it done 90 minutes before kickoff yesterday. And now when I think about it, I think it was a mistake to involve Rowdy in all those meetings.
Yeah.
In retrospect,
Rowdy,
he really slowed down the process. Everything Dak's people would argue for, I'd have Rowdy wave it off like a missed field goal or fake a heart attack and hit the floor and do all this little shenanigans. And that was a distraction. But I'm very happy that it got done right before the regular season started, right before the kickoff of the first game, because it's real dramatic that way, and I like the drama of it.
Yeah, you seem to like the drama.
And how much did I agree to pay him?
$260 million a year. $231 guaranteed.
Well, and that was a sticking point.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a sticking point there, because it was a sticking point with Dak. And when I say Dak, I mean Dak Prescott. He wanted that money guaranteed, and I didn't want to have that money guaranteed. But he did, and I said, okay, as long as we're getting into guaranteed now, you have to guarantee that you're going to win me another Super Bowl. That's the deal I made with him. So okay, that money that he's getting is guaranteed, but he has guaranteed me a Super Bowl. So that if $150 million of it will go into an escrow fund, and we're going to watch that escrow for the next few years of this contract, and then at the end of the deal, if he won me a Super Bowl, he'll get that money. So I thought that was pretty smart of me.
Okay, right. Well, I guess that would be money well spent then.
It will be money well spunted. See, you said spunt, but the past tense is spunted.
Oh, okay, spunted.
Yeah, spunted. But he's now the highest paid player in the history of the NFL.
That's yes. Right.
Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Peyton Manning, even our own Troy Aikens. I mean, he make more money than all those fellas did.
Oh, yeah.
And but he ain't won Super Bowls like they did. That part of me, that just hits me wrong in my financial gut.
I bet.
This feels like the worst investment I've made since I dumped all that money into Blockbuster and Enron in the mid-90s.
Oh, dear.
Speaking of dumping something into something in the mid-90s, you know, Gate Agent and Veruca been asking me for more money now that they see that I'm writing checks to everyone. They want more money. But with all this money that we're have committed to Dak.
I don't think that's right.
And CD and eventually Micah. Uh-huh. I think we're only going to have enough money under the cap to sign maybe 5 or 6 players for each side of the ball. So we're going to be playing 6-man football here pretty soon.
Okay, well, that's not going to work at all.
No.
And we're going to have to figure out how to get a head coach that can help us win with only 12 to 13 players on the entire roster. So, I mean, it's looking like, I mean, thank goodness I got a new kid now, because it looks like I'm going to have to get all my kids to suit up and play on the team now.
No, you're not going to have to do that.
You never know. You never know.
Well, and I also thought it was interesting that you said that you think Dak's going to be the quarterback for the rest of the time you own the Cowboys.
That's right.
So you expect him to play like 12 or 15 more years?
No, no, just the length of this deal, just 4 years here.
Okay.
Gosh.
I mean, have you seen my lifestyle? You've seen the way I live. There's no way I'm going to live beyond 4 years. So that's about as far as it's going to go. Now, I knew that I had Dak backed into a corner. So I knew I had the advantage because I know what's been going on in his life, and I knew he was going to have to sign.
What do you mean?
He needs extra money for all the diapers and daycare now that he's a baby daddy.
Yeah, he could probably have afforded it without the contract.
And, see, I can relate to that as a young father myself.
As a baby daddy, yeah.
Because I have a new half-kid, too.
So a half-kid.
I think it's a little different.
I know from personal experience that raising them little critters is a very expensive proposition. Especially when you have a few with special needs like two of mine do.
Come on.
Well, Jerry Jr. goes to a very expensive special school, and of course, Baruch has special needs.
Oh,
she
yeah?
Needs Range Rovers and reality show jobs every year. That's the way it works. But we got the Dak deal done. We got our first win.
Undefeated.
And we're undefeated so far. And I've got 4 years left to live and win a Super Bowl. So
let's do it.
So I got my to-do list set out for me. Yeah, in the next 4 years before I finally pass away, I got to win a Super Bowl and buy Jean enough yachts that she forgives me.
Well, good luck.
Thank you, George. I do appreciate it. And good morning to you and yours.
Good morning.
We'll
see you. There goes Jarrett.